Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Cork Today on C103. Call Patricia with your comment. 1850-333-103.
And Joe Heffernan joining us. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And I can tell you, I know we are hoping and we're hoping to talk about self-harm and give advice to parents, but we might park it there and maybe leave it for next week, because I want to talk to you a little bit about it, and I can see questions already coming in about it. People are very worried and concerned going into the second lockdown, and the mental health aspect and the isolation aspect. And people are saying, would Joe talk about the need to keep connected with people and how important that is? But before we do that, there's also a question in saying, could you ask Joe, what is the best way to get in contact with a psychologist, and how do you get a recommendation for one? Many of us, says Jill, are in need of one at the moment. So your own profession, I think, more than ever is needed.
Yeah.
So well, how do you go about finding
the
one?
The very, very best way, very straightforward, www.iacp.ie. That's iacp.ie. And that stands for the Irish Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy. Now, there's a place that you can click on once you go into that, and it says Find a Counsellor. Now, if you click on, find a counsellor, then beside that is an area list. So we'll say now, for example, if you live in West Cork, you put in, that will be one of the options, Cork West, Cork City, Cork North, all that. So you click on Cork West. And a list of the fully accredited counsellors will appear on that. You will probably find that there's someone within a short distance. Now, the other thing is that psychotherapists come under the umbrella of social care. So we have been designated as essential workers. Now, so that means that if there is an appointment with a psychotherapist, psychologist, doctor, consultant, you had a man on this morning wondering about getting to the hospital in Cork, that person will be waived on. Regardless,
you're allowed to travel outside your 5 kilometres.
Exactly.
Okay, so the website again is
www.iacp.ie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, talk to me about people who are a bit afraid, worried, anxious, and afraid of isolation, and they think back to what it was like. And I know, you know, the government, in fairness to them, have taken on board what didn't work the last time. I mean, for example, cocooning is gone. You can forget about that. And they've this support bubble. The need to connect and stay connected. Joe, talk to me about how important that would be for the next 6 weeks.
I think it's absolutely vital. And the thing about it is that, speaking for myself anyway, I would have all of those that you mentioned. Fear, anxiety, feeling a bit down. Of course, without doubt. I think it's absolutely essential that we are in touch with people we trust, whether they be neighbours or whether they be family. Like, for example, our three boys now are in Cork. And, the fourth fella is 7,200 kilometres away, so I don't think he'll be visiting any hour soon. But the other three now, we're under a bit of pressure for this, that and the other thing, being, you know, speaking for myself, well into the 70s. So I would imagine that they will have no problem if we need assistance or help, that nobody will say, no, you cannot visit your elderly parents. That to us would be nearly top of our needs list. As you know, as I said many times, the last time we have some extremely good neighbours who have called and said, do you need anything? I think that's very important. I know that the local GAA set up a system of calling on people. Our main connection was Nora Breen, our local post person. She was out of this world helpful. You know, every single thing we needed. But as you say now, thanks be to God, the cocooning thing is gone. So that, I mean, if we need to get something within the 5 kilometres, I hope I'm not preaching heresy now. I presume that at a designated time that we can go and that we won't starve. Anyway.
And you can go, as I've been saying all morning to people, you can go outside your 5 kilometres. If it's shopping, it's essential. Now, I mean, they don't want people going off for a jolly into the city, obviously. Yeah. But you can, it is, there's a lot of it is different to the last time. A lot of it is going to be easier.
Yeah.
But you need to reach out. If you are feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling anxious, you know, as you say, you listed people who were so good the last time. Those people will still be there this time.
Absolutely.
But you need to tell people. And I know some people find that really hard.
Yeah. And, yeah, like, for example, you know, nearly my motto for life, like, is common sense. And you were saying there that, for example, that man, that his nearest shop is more than 5 kilometres. Well, as you also said, and it was my immediate reaction too, you'd want to meet a very peculiar Garda who wouldn't let you go to buy the spuds or whatever.
But we're being told by the government you can travel outside your 5 kilometres for essential journeys.
Yeah.
And one of the essential journeys is going to shopping. And can I just say that the government have confirmed they've changed the ruling on the funerals, as we speculated earlier they were going to do. It's gone from 10 people being allowed to 25. And I think on compassionate grounds, that's a really smart decision.
Yeah, and a person that we know very well was a wee bit devastated there early on, getting married very shortly, and was delighted to hear that that the 6 people rule was gone to 25. Mm. But the on the mental health side, it's a phrase that I don't like. I actually dislike it. You know, politicians seem to use it a lot, but it's not a bad one in a way. It is what it is. And that's, like, we need to get into a mode of acceptance that if we're kicking the traces about the whole thing all the time, we're getting ourselves stressed out, and we need to realise that we are not going to change the rules. Now, the rules are there to help us. I mean, you know, I noticed that George Lee was laying in a fair bit about that if we had done it a fortnight ago. And indeed, as you said, you were looking at Claire Byrne last night, she was making the same point. But look, that's history. That's gone now. And it's from tomorrow.
Yeah, we have to just stay positive. And it's 6 weeks, and the 6 weeks will fly.
Absolutely.
And if we all play by the rules, at the end of 4 weeks, we might even be out of it. So I'm holding on to that one. That even in, because they said they'll do a review in 4 weeks, so it could even be earlier than the 1st of December we'll be out of it. And the focus and the plan is that we'll all be able to celebrate Christmas with family members.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's vital. You know, the prospect of, you know, say now, for example, just the two of ourselves sitting down for Christmas dinner, it just wouldn't fit at all. So it will be great if this present strategy works to mean that that won't happen. But the main thing I would say, if there had to be two words that I would say, it would be acceptance and contact. To stay in touch with people and to just accept that this is it now for the time being, and that everyone would kind of row in, that we wouldn't thinking that the rules don't apply to us.
The rules apply to
everyone.
And somebody says, my bit of advice is get out there and keep walking. Look up at the trees and the birds. Keep an eye on nature. And if you can do a bit of gardening at the same time, that's from Michael in Bantry. Try and find some joy in the world. Try and pick up a hobby. I mean, I heard of people during the last lockdown doing the most amazing things when it came to hobbies. And that works for some. It doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, do whatever brings you joy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. For me, it's reading. Once I have a book, I'm happy. Actually, one of my big fears for the 6 weeks would be running out of books, but I won't. I'm well stocked. And that's for me. Now, the walk is essential. I won't pretend that I go on any kind of long walks, but I do go on short walks.
Well done.
And although this morning now, one wouldn't have been too tempted to go for any kind of a walk, really, with the way the weather was. But contact and acceptance. You know the Serenity prayer? Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It really does apply, and it doesn't matter whether one is religious or whether one is spiritual or one is just simply living in the world. It makes total sense.
It does indeed.
Accept what we cannot change.
And we'll end on that positive note. You stay safe and we'll talk next week. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks
for joining us. Joe Heffernan, who runs a counselling practice in Bohabui, his number is 0297 66 17.